friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together by praising Him. In a little while, we're going home. Home. Aren't you in a home right now? This song is talking about our home in heaven. Because Jesus died for us, we get to go home with Him to heaven. In just a little while, we're going to have this stormy life behind us. No more sickness, no more death, no more owies, no more masks, no more social distancing. I can't wait for heaven. How about you? Let's do a review. Let's start at Matthew because we're learning the New Testament books, aren't we? Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans, 1st and 2nd Corinthians. Good. Now the next four books are what we're focusing on this week. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Those are four books. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians. Do you know who wrote Galatians and Ephesians? Paul did. Paul was writing letters to help the churches that he had visited and stayed with in the past. Galatians is a letter that he wrote to the churches in Galatia. It was a central part of Asia Minor. He wrote this letter because the people were starting to not rely on the grace of God to save them, but they thought that their works would save them. Well, if I just do this, or if I keep the Sabbath, or if I eat the right things, or don't eat the right things, then that means that I'll be saved. But how are we saved? It's only because of Jesus, because we accept Him into our hearts. And so that's what Paul was trying to teach them. Then you have the book of Ephesians. That was a group in Ephesus, and he was trying to help them to realize that because they have Jesus, they are rich beyond measure. They have such a hope and such a promise of a greater, wonderful life. But they didn't realize the value of Jesus. And so he wrote that letter, Ephesians, to help them understand the value of Jesus. Galatians, Ephesians, Philippians, and Colossians. Paul wrote all four of those books and will continue memorizing those books next time. But for now, let's get to our Bible study. Hello, boys and girls. I'm glad you're back with me again today. We get to spend some time with Jesus. Aren't you glad? Did you know that when you take time with Jesus, when you spend time in His Word, then you become more like Him? The more we listen, the more we read from His Word, the more we will become like Him. We will be changed to be like Jesus. Isn't that neat? Well, before we get started, let's pray and let's ask Jesus to be with us. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for your love and your care that we get to spend some time with you today. We're so thankful. Help us to understand what we read. Send your Spirit to soften our hearts. Give us humility and understanding. We love you. Amen. Do you remember what happened last time? We talked about Jesus, and it's his last visit in the temple. And do you remember what he was telling all the people gathered around him? He was telling them about the true condition of the scribes and Pharisees. You see, they thought that the scribes and the Pharisees were all perfect and holy, and that if they were like them, then they would be a perfect Christian. But is that what Jesus taught? No. The scribes and the Pharisees were like whitewashed tombs. Do you know what that is? In New Orleans, they cannot bury people under the ground because oftentimes it floods and it's very swampy. So what they do is they build these tombs out of marble or out of granite or big rocks, and then they put the people who have died into this tomb and seal it up. So it looks all nice on the outside, and they're above the ground, but they're in this tomb. But on the inside, it's their bones that are rotting away. That's just like the Pharisees. They looked all perfect on the outside. They looked like they had it all together. But you know what? They didn't. They were planning to murder Jesus. Well, as the priests and the rulers listened to Jesus in the temple court that Tuesday, they couldn't argue against him. Everything he said about them was true. All of their secrets were being revealed. So, they were even more determined to kill him. The people also knew that what Jesus said was true. They didn't doubt him anymore. And as they left the temple that day, they had a lot to think about. After Jesus died and was resurrected, many of those very same people who had been there in the temple, they believed in him themselves, and they also became missionaries for him. Jesus thought of how he had tried to help his people. He thought of how they had treated the prophets and the teachers before him. He had sent those prophets and those teachers. He had sent them with a message of warning to help his people turn away from wickedness and to follow him. He thought of what a strong nation they could have been, and it all made him so sad he felt as if his heart would break. When a mother hen warns her baby chicks of danger, they run to be safe under her wings. And just like a mother hen protects her baby chicks, God had wanted to protect his people from Satan. Satan goes about like a hungry lion. He wants to devour everybody in his path. But you know what? God is like that mother hen who shelters her chicks under the wings, keeps them safe and protected. God never stopped calling to his people to come back to him and to be safe. But they wouldn't come. They were too focused and too determined on what they wanted to do and what they thought and how they thought that things should be. They wouldn't come to Jesus. Let's read Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Matthew is the first book in the New Testament. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. Matthew chapter 23, verse 37. Chapter 23 is towards the end of the Bible. You might have big numbers that have the chapters, or it might say chapter and then a number. Look for chapter 23, and then we're looking at verse 37. Chapter 23, verse 37. Let's see what that says.
O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, the one who kills the prophets and stones those who are sent to her. How often I wanted to gather your children together, as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you were not willing.
What did Jesus say? He said that Jerusalem was the one who killed the prophets, who stoned them, his messengers who he had sent with messages of warning, and they had killed them. And all Jesus longed to do was to gather them under his feathers, under his wings, like a mother hen does with her chicks. Have you ever heard the story of Pip-Pip? It's a story by Eric B. Hare. It's a very sad story because it's about this little chick named Pip-Pip that its mother called them all into the hen house at night because that's where it was safe. But did Pip-Pip want to follow? Did Pip-Pip want to go and obey? No, Pip-Pip didn't. And instead, Pip-Pip stayed outside and decided to go explore and get some food. And guess what? Along came Mr. Snake. He was so hungry, and he had little Pip-Pip for dinner. Now, Pip-Pip had a choice, didn't he? He had a choice to either go in with his mother to be safe and protected and sheltered, to obey her, and to do what was right. Or he had the choice to disobey, to go explore, and guess who got him? Mr. Snake. Satan is just like Mr. Snake. But you know what? Jesus is just like that mother hen. He calls everyone, all of his people, to come and shelter and be safe with him. But the Pharisees and the scribes chose not to go. Jesus looked sadly around at the beautiful temple. As he was about to leave it forever, what did he say that must have made people think very seriously? Let's read verse 38. Matthew chapter 23, verse 38.
See, your house is left to you desolate.
Did you catch that? Jesus said your house is left unto you desolate. What did he mean? He had always called the temple his father's house. Now, he called it their house. Was something terrible going to happen to it? Well, because they had rejected Jesus, God could no longer call the temple his house. And although they continued using it for a while, it was destroyed nearly 40 years after Jesus died, and it has not been rebuilt since. When Jesus left the temple that day, it was never again his father's house. Can you think of some prophets that Jesus sent to warn the people that what they were doing was wrong? What about Isaiah? What about Elijah? That's a very famous one and a story you might know. Elijah went and told King Ahab and all the people of Israel, he said, what you're doing is wrong. Until you turn back to God, he will not send any rain. They were not happy with Elijah, were they? The king was desperate to try to find him in the hunt for Elijah. But God protected Elijah. God sheltered him under his feathers, just like a mother hen. When the spring started drying up, God sent him to the widow of Zarephath, sent water in the well, sent flour and oil so they could make bread. And then Elijah went to Mount Carmel, gathered all the people together, and said, choose today whom you will serve. Which one? Are you going to serve God or are you going to serve Baal? And the fire came down from heaven. Oh, it's such an exciting story. You can go read about it if you'd like. That story is found in 1 Kings in the Old Testament. Jesus sent warning after warning to his people to warn them to turn away from their sins and to turn to him. And Jesus gives us the same call. He calls us to turn away from our sins that we can follow him. He wants us to. He longs for us to. He gives us opportunities. Are you going to take that opportunity today? I know I want to. Let's pray and let's ask Jesus to take our hearts and to help us to follow him all the way. Dear Lord, thank you so much for your love. Thank you for the messages of warning that you gave your people Israel and that you give to us in the Bible. Help us to turn away from our sins, to follow you. Shelter us under your feathers. Help us to be safe and protected. We love you, Jesus. Amen. Before we finish for today, we want to go over our memory verse. Jesus has said, if anyone serves me, let him follow me, and him my Father will honor. Did you know that you can put your name in that memory verse? If it was me, I would say, if Katie serves me, let her follow me, and my Father will honor her. Isn't that neat to make it more personalized so that it's for you? Because Jesus didn't just write this for the Jews a long time ago. He wrote the Bible for you. So why don't you try putting your name in there? Our Heavenly Father wants to honor us, but he also needs us to follow Jesus. I want to follow him today. What about you? Let's go ahead and sing our memory verse together.
John 12:26.
About God or the Bible? Or as we're studying our lesson, do you sometimes have questions? Well, now is your chance to ask those questions. And guess what? We're going to answer them straight from the Bible. Send your questions to SeedPod at startingwithjesus.com, and we will let you know when those questions will air on our podcast.
Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.